Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirit today. And I pray that this is a day that you will see what you have been looking for this past month, past 2 weeks. And if you don't get that, that you get the patience that you need to have the faith that knowing it is on the way this morning. I'm going to be reading from Philippians and Corinthians this morning, three different areas in Scripture to just reach to all, so it all can come together as one. Do nothing from factional motives, through contentious, strife, selfishness, or for unworthy ends, or prompt by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the others as better than superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourself. Philippians 2 and 3. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Philippians 2 and 14. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, he takes pleasure in, he prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver, whose heart is in his giving. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. Just say no. If your intent when you're doing something is not coming from a good place, don't do it. I've seen years from a long time, givers who give wholeheartedly. They give. You see them and they give and they give and they give and they give. But then they wonder why the blessing that they've been seeking for hasn't come. Because their intent was never in the right place. Their intent was looking for something but wasn't giving from a pure heart. When you give complaining or fussing or the person who's on the receiving end is feeling lower than where they were before they came to you asking for help, you're not doing God any justice in your giving. You should have just said, no, I don't want to do it, so your heart can still be where it needs to be and you can do your purpose in God. Because God takes pleasure in, he prizes above all things and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. If your heart isn't given, isn't in the giving, don't do it. It's okay to say no if you're not there. Because giving out of reluctancy, giving knowing that you're going to be grudging the whole time, giving when you're going to have an attitude, giving what is going to put you in a bad place, that is not of God. That is not of God. God loves a cheerful giver. Your giving should be cheerful. And just so you know that God abandoned you, that he'll be pleased with you. He wants you to be a joyous, cheerful giver without complaining or arguing. If you can't do it, don't do it. Don't give. You want your giving to be blessed. You want your giving to be give glory to God. You don't want your giving to be like, oh, if I ask that person, they're going to give it to me. I got to hear a whole bunch of, that's not God. Oh, you got an attitude the whole time you're giving something, you're doing something for somebody? Don't do it. That's not God. That is not God. That is not of God. If you're going to give and make the person that you're giving to, the people that you're giving to, the organization that you're going to volunteer with, make them feel love. Let them see God in the doing. I volunteer for so many different places, and I've seen people show up to volunteer with a funky, nasty attitude. And I'm like, why are you even here? You think you're doing God a favor by that? You're not. You're not a cheerful giver. If there's not a good intent in it, Don't do it. Don't do it. Father God, we come to you and we thank you for waking us up today, Lord God, giving us, Lord God, another breath of life to go out and be all that you call us to be. Lord, I ask that you examine our hearts today and show us every impurity that we have hidden inside of our hearts, Lord God. Search our desires and our thoughts. Show us any disobedience that breaks your heart, Lord God. Lord, show us anything that hinders our walk with you, Lord God. We have a desire, Lord God, to please you with every choice and decision we make, Lord God. We want our giving to please you, Lord God, no matter how big or how small it is, Lord God, it may be. We want to please you, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, when we may look like a hypocrite, Lord God, because sometimes we walk this walk and we want to be with you and we want to speak your word and speak your truth and live your life, but we are hypocrites when we do things, Lord God, with an intent other than what you call us to walk in, with the intent of grudging or arguing in our giving, Lord God. We look like hypocrites. So take that away from us, Lord God. We lay down, Lord God, our pride, any agenda of our own, Lord God, and we choose, Lord God, today to seek and follow you, to follow your truth so that we may do everything, Lord God, for you, Lord God, and not in vainness and glory for ourselves, not just because, oh, we do this, God will bless us, but let us do it, Lord God, with a pure heart. Give us the wisdom and the obedience and the knowledge to know, Lord God, and seek and discern when we're not feeling like we want to do something. Let us have the courage to say no so that we can in turn give you the glory, Lord God, because that is the purpose of our lives, to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you purpose with our lives. So when others see us, they will see you in us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to live these letters every moment of our lives. We may fall, Lord God, but Lord God, give us your right hand that picks us up, Lord God, and puts in us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, a clean desire to do your will and to do your way, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to say no when we need to, and the strength to do what you ask of us cheerfully, Lord God. Lord God, we're your children. We want to look like it. We don't want to look at us and say, look at them. They're supposed to be children of God. They're supposed to be Christ believers and followers. But look how they're acting. Lord, let us shine for your love, Lord God. Let us shine for your glory. Shine for your purpose and your word, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, let us put away selfishness, unworthiness, conceit, arrogance, and Lord, put us humbleness inside of us, Lord God. Humble us, Lord God. Humble us, Lord God. Humble us, Lord God. Show your mercy and grace upon our lives like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Just say no. Don't do it if you're going to have an attitude. Don't do it if you're going to feel bad afterwards. Don't do it if you don't want to do it, because you're not doing God a favor. I promise you, you're not. Do it with a cheerful heart, or don't do it at all. I love you and just want you to be blessed, 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 blessed. Have a good day.